This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. We are here outside the Wells Fargo Center, here to bring you what went down on the Raw after WrestleMania. And one question, guys, is the Raw after WrestleMania back?
Yeah!
Phenomenal show. Let's start at the beginning of the show because we had Triple H coming out to open the show. And everyone said, thank you, Hunter. Quite rightly. He announced, well, basically he said that they had the greatest WrestleMania of all time. Do we agree?
Yeah!
Night, what do you say?
Night 2 was amazing.
Finally got Night 2 right, you're right. And then out comes your new champion, Cody Rhodes! Congratulations, Cody. How do you feel?
Good.
Good to hear. Cody, we had a brilliant video package for Cody Rhodes. There was You Deserve It chance, obviously. He says, what do you want to talk about, guys? He acknowledges Roman Reigns. He talks to us about why, which is kind of stealing Simon Miller's gimmick, if I'm honest. But he says he went from undesirable to undeniable to undisputed champion.
Yeah!
And then who should interrupt but the final boss, The Rock, came out. Adam Blair, what are you feeling?
Manna.
The manna is strong here in Philadelphia, ladies and gentlemen. There was Undertaker chance, there was Rocky Suck chance, there was asshole chance. Sorry, Cody, sorry.
Shut the fuck up!
First of all, YouTube, that wasn't me. Don't tell us off, that wasn't me. And that was what they chanted at The Rock. They're not just sick of what went down already. Roman, commiserations, Roman. I'm so sorry about you losing. Let's hear it for Roman Reigns, ladies and gentlemen. They are acknowledging him. Now, to be fair, The Rock did say that we broke a record tonight. It was the largest gathering in Trailer Park Trash. Damn proud of it as well. Like, he talks about Cody's mum, Mama Rhodes. He talks about Cody's dad. Let's hear it for Dusty.
Yeah.
What is that?
He hit him with a bicycle.
Cody and Rock swap belts. That was awkward. But The Rock wearing the Undisputed title said it did feel right. But he said, guys, unfortunately, he has to go away. And we said to him, na, 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 na. quite the send-off for the final boss. Like, he said he was going to come back for Cody. He said, look, you beat Roman, but I beat you 24 hours before. Their story has just begun. Cody says The Rock is the final boss. He's everyone's boss, basically, but he's the champion. And he gives Cody a gift and says, tells him to never break his heart again. I'm just going to do a bit of a straw poll. What was the gift? Any guesses?
He gave him his balls back.
A condom.
Okay.
It got to be Dusty Rhodes.
Like his watch. A watch. Yeah. Okay. Any other guesses?
The people strudel.
That was a small box that was in. Right, let's move on, because then we got Shinsuke Nakamura versus NXT champion Ilya Dragunov. Yeah! He's going to be in the WWE draft. If he's going to be in the WWE draft, you probably could have put the title on Tony D'Angelo. I'm just saying.
Tony D.
Do it for the family. Do it for the goddamn family. Look, a really hard-hitting affair. In the end, though, Ilya wins with the Torpedo Moscow. Do we reckon Ilya's going to kill it on the main roster?
Yeah!
Then out came the Judgment Day, Finn Balor told us. Quick question. Whereabouts is Mommy usually? Is she?
What? Mommy's in my dreams!
But wait, is she? Is she a top or is she a bottom?
She's a bomb! She's a bomb!
Always on top! Mommy's always on top! Mommy!
Mommy! Mommy! Mommy! Mommy! Mommy! Mommy!
We also get World Heavyweight Champion Damian Priest. All rise!
Puerto Rico!
They celebrate with their titles. But of course, guys, Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest aren't the only champions in the Judgment Day. We had our truth celebrating with them as well. That was excellent, to be fair. Anyway, brings out Miz. Miz is like, I don't want to be in Judgment Day. Finn challenged them to a title match, and our truth says, about a 3-on-3. And they're like, 3-on-3? You're not talking about little Jimmy, are you? No. He says, we will have Finn, we'll have Dominic Mysterio. And JD McDonagh taking on Miz, Truth, and the man they can't see. Who could that possibly be? So a beatdown takes us to a break. The story of the match is it's just your bog standard 2-on-3 handicap match. Obviously, the numbers game helps the Judgment Day. And then who should make the save but the man himself? John Cena came back! We love seeing John Cena back. He's now in a match every year for like 25 years or something preposterous like that. They hit the triple, you can't see me.
You can't see me.
A triple AA and get the 1-2-3. And then, hey, quite right, yeah. Let's get that going. As if things couldn't get any worse for the Judgment Day, Liv Morgan just hoied a chair at Rhea Ripley backstage and beat her up.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And then we get another main roster appearance.
Mommy!
Okay. Then we got another main roster appearance from an NXT star, someone I've been calling for a long time. Roxanne Perez came up and beat Indy Hartwell. The Pop Rocks gets the 1-2-3. Then we got our new Intercontinental Champion.
Gunter girl.
Oh, fair enough. I mean, he did beat Gunter. We got a "You Deserve It" quite right for Sami Zayn. Yeah, he put over Gunther. We got the full ole, 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 ole. Sammy thanked the fans, he thanked his family, he thanked Kevin Owens, but before he could get to Chad Gable, he was interrupted by Imperium. The one Imperium fan here, I love it. I love the support. They say they're here to make it right with what happened with Gunther. But then we got, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to be rude here, but Ashish!
Thank you!
Yes, Chad Gable came out and we got Sami Zayn and Chad Gable versus Kaiser and Vinci of Imperium. Chad Gable's an absolute freak, isn't he? Yeah. The good news is he's going to be fighting Sami Zayn for the IC title next week in Montreal. Yeah. Alex, we thinking he's turning? Do you think Chad Gable's gonna be bad guy?
No. No.
Not yet. Not yet. I'd keep an eye on that.
One, two.
Okay. A Helluva kick and a Chad Gable suplex gets the win for Gable and Zayn after three stereo suplexes from Zayn and Gable. And then we got another surprise. I love this Raw after Mania. Another surprise because Chelsea Green. Why don't I show some love for Chelsea Green? Sorry. That is very unprofessional of me. We had Chelsea Green. Mom, Dad, I've made it. Taking on Jade Cargill. Say again.
The storm is coming.
It certainly was. I mean, it did not take very long. A kick. Jaded, 1-2-3. Jade Cargill gets the victory. And then it was time, ladies and gentlemen, for our main event of the evening. Before we got there, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We've got to mention the fact that Drew McIntyre called Damian Priest a bondage undertaker.
It's canon. It's
In a sign of things to come, he also called a punk a coward. CM Punk a coward and said he'd get him on site. Fun match. Jay tried to spear Bronson Reed through the table. He picked him up. He just slammed him through it. Jay chucked Ricochet around for quite some time. Ricochet took some amazing bumps in this match. And then, finally, after years, Green Shirt Guy got some. Let's hear it for Green Shirt Guy.
Green Shirt Guy! 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 Green Shirt Guy!
Question is, where's that guy with the long hair who used to sit with his mum? That's what I want to know. Where's he got to?
Long hair guy! Long hair guy! Long hair guy!
And his mum!
And his mum! And his mum! And his mum! And his mum! And his mum!
She's the real mommy.
Say that again.
She's the real mommy.
Quite right. Quite right.
Long hair mommy! Long hair mommy! Long hair mommy!
Right, I know we like saying this, but we said something that sounded a lot like this when we got down to Drew and Bronson. Oh yeah. Yeah, there was... That was a bit of an awkward bit with the signs you might not have seen. They were showing signs and Samantha Irvin said, well, you'll probably see about it online. It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter.
Samantha Irvin!
Samantha Irvin! Brilliant.
Irvin!
Samantha Irvin! Samantha Irvin! Samantha Irvin!
You're right, it's slightly...
Too many syllables.
Too many syllables.
Samantha! 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 Samantha!
And that, if you watch night two, what went down, that's how you actually start a chant. Just for notes, for future reference. Fantastic work.
We started a couple tonight.
Good work, good work. Really fun sequence. Jay almost pinned Bronson Reed after a spear. Oh, Ricochet, that springboard 450, my God! Yeah, it was. Say that again.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
What?
So he got him, 450 springboard. He put Bronson Reed through the table. It looks like Drew McIntyre is going to win. He's going to be the new number one contender. When who should appear to grab him? The triple kick too was brilliant, a fantastic spot. Yeah, CM Punk appeared, grabbed Drew McIntyre's leg. CM Punk fan? Yeah. Oh, is that fresh today?
Yesterday, right before he finished the story. If Roman won, I had to get a cover up.
I was going to say, that is commitment to the cause before it even happened. But yeah, CM Punk appeared, he grabbed Drew McIntyre's leg, distracted him. We got a spear from Jey Uso, a splash. 1, 2, 3. Jey Uso is the number one contender.
Yee, 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 yee.
The right guy, he goes on to face Damian Priest, obviously, for the World Heavyweight Championship. Really excited to see what happens next. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We are done. Wrestle.
What culture? 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 What culture?
What
culture?
What
culture?
What
culture?
What
culture?
What
culture?
What
culture?
What
culture?
What
culture?
What
culture?
What
culture?
What
culture? What culture?
It has been an amazing, amazing few days.
Andy, guys,
Simon is over there somewhere filming ups and downs. Go and check that out if you haven't already. Guys,
where is
He's over there. I just said he's over there somewhere. Guys, it has been an amazing week. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming out. 200 odd thousand people at the WWE events over the last five events they've had. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, WrestleMania. We survived the freeze of WrestleMania. That's the main thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Wrestling is cool again.
Wrestling is cool again. Like, share, subscribe. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Guys, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you.
Safe travels. And we'll see you next year. Thank you, everybody. Yee, 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 yee.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.